Like a vapor, this life is just waiting to pass. Like the flowers.
Thank you for calling the 700 Club. We are so happy to receive your call. If you're calling for prayer, please stay on the line or press pound for our next available representative.
I don't have a pound key.
To join the 700 Club or donate to CBN, press 2.
I don't have
for
a pound
Superbook
key.
For DVDs, toys, or other Superbook products, press 3. If you have any other requests, please stay on the line for our next available representative.
What would Jesus do?
And
Jesus would try
you.
To sell things to people needing prayer.
Again,
that's what Jesus would do.
Star.
He would sell as much as possible to people needing prayer.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling 700 Club. This is Sandra. How may I help you?
Hey, Sandra. It's Roy. I just needed prayer that my show is going to go well.
Okay.
I'm getting
so
ready
you're
to
praying for blessings on your show. You're performing
yeah.
that kind of show.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to prank call
okay.
a bunch of Christian bookstores, Christian family Christian stores. That's what they're called. I'm going to prank them all and make them do silly things, and I hope it goes well. You know.
Okay. Well, we're just going to pray for blessings on that show. It's going to be a good prank. All right.
I hope so. It better be.
Okay. Okay, Roy, so let's pray together today for blessings on your show, okay?
Okay.
Father God, we just come to you today with gratitude that you're an amazing, powerful God, that you're always there for us, like a heavenly parent, that you will meet our needs as promised. And in Philippians 4:19, Paul said, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ. And dear Lord, we claim that promise for Roy today, that you will give him strength and guidance, dear Lord, that you will speak to his heart, that you will give him peace in his heart as well. For you have promised us in Psalms 29:11, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And we claim these promises for Roy today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yay, thank you so much. I hope I don't get smited now for what I'm about to do.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You too. Goodbye. That was pretty much a completely generic prayer. I mean, like, it sounds like she just read something off of a piece of paper. It didn't have anything personalized in there about my show. I'm so upset with this prayer. This is bullshit, you guys. What the hell? So, yeah, I'm going to start the show in just a second. I'm just, you know, getting a few last-minute things done here. Hi there, I'm Brad, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is March 29th, 2017. Today is a really exciting day because we're going to be doing the same thing that we did on the last show and the same thing we did like 3 shows ago, and that is we're going to be committing lots of blasphemy by calling family Christian stores. And the main reason I'm doing this, especially today, is because I thought today was like the very last day for a lot of the stores to be in business. Because when me and Sunshine were calling them, a lot of them were saying that they would be closing on Wednesday, which is today. But then a lot of them that I talked to today, they said they're not closing today. They don't know when they're going to close. Just someday soon, that's all they know. If you have a problem with the blasphemy, you can blame Timothy and Casper. They are both the sponsor of today's show, and they're guinea pigs. They belong to Rev. I think he might be the one that does the paying for the sponsorship, although I'm not really sure about that. But Rev claims that they're not hobo guinea pigs because they have their own drive-in movie theater. They have their own skateboard. They ride motorcycles. Thank you, Timothy and Casper, for being the sponsor of today's show. I wonder if there's a web page or something for Timothy and Casper. He didn't provide one, but maybe I'll take one of these guinea pig photos and make them the show art for today. I'm sure most of the listeners are like, what the fuck? Guinea pigs are sponsoring the show. What is this? What does this show become? It's all Rev's fault. If you'd like to be as cool as a guinea pig, then you can support shows patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Before we get started on today's live show, I have one important bit of news. This is an article I found from Lexington, Kentucky, and it says, prank phone calls lands park staffer in hot water. What started as an office prank is ending with criminal charges for an administrator in Lexington's Parks Department. According to Fayette District Court records, Daniel Fisher, 55, was charged March 14th with harassing communications. And that's all in caps, you know, harassing communications. So that means it's a big deal. Fisher is accused of making phone calls to multiple businesses, transferring those calls to his coworker, and leading her to believe she was receiving the calls while the businesses thought she had called them. So it's the old three-way calling trick. Connect two people together and see what they say to each other. I used to do that to people in my classes in high school. I would just connect two random people from the school together, and I would sit there and just listen to them trying to figure out why they're calling each other. It was pretty amusing, and I don't think anyone ever figured out it was me. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked here. Let me continue. One person even threatened to call the police on the victim while under the impression she was the one who had continuously called, according to the court document. The complaint said the victim began logging the calls and reported receiving anywhere from 5 to 26 calls each day for 28 days, which interfered with her ability to do her job. The complaint said the prank calls began about 3 years ago, but the joke was on Fisher when the phone company eventually traced the calls back to his extension. That was after a telecom specialist spent nearly 2 years investigating it as a technical problem with the phone system. So this guy's prank cost them 2 years of investigating technical issues with the phone. That's pretty fucked up. Fisher is scheduled for his arraignment 1 p.m. on April 4th. Holy shit, you guys, 3 years of calling the same person over and over and over. Who could have imagined that he would get in trouble for that? Daniel Fisher did not read the rules at phonelosers.com/rules, which specifically say that you shouldn't call a person more than once, maybe twice, tops. Or, you know, maybe make it a yearly thing instead of 5 to 26 calls each day. Holy crap. But David Fisher, he wouldn't be in jail and scheduled for arraignment if he had just read the rules at phonelosers.com/rules. Everyone should go there right now and read the rules. And I'm not going to say those rules will keep you 100% out of trouble. I think I lost the ability to make that claim after I got raided by the FBI. But the rules will definitely lessen your chances of getting arrested for prank calls. But really, I don't think you need a list of rules to tell you that you shouldn't be making 26 calls a day to some lady in your office. You know, one of the rules is to not prank locally, ever. And holy crap, this guy was pranking so locally that she was right there in the office with him. And I encourage everyone to do this particular prank to your office workers. Three-way them on a line with a business, or better yet, use prankdial.com and have one of those weird people call them, where they just say a bunch of bizarre stuff and you can watch the reaction right from your desk. But after you do one call, maybe two, just kind of stop. Don't be like David Fisher in Lexington, Kentucky. God, stupid David. He probably lost his job, too. Anyway, let's listen to today's Hour of Blasphemy. If this sort of thing offends you, be sure to contact Rev and let Rev know that you're offended. Because his guinea pigs are the sponsor of today's show, and if anyone's offended, he's going to beat the shit out of them. He's going to beat the shit out of Timothy and Casper. And he's going to do it on camera, so please don't be offended, you guys. We don't want any of this to happen. I'm going to do my official religious show music, which is music by the fish who saved the planet. I don't know. We did it last time, so why not? I was thinking it'd be fun to do a phone mob to their site. Remember last time someone gave me their site, but it wasn't their site. They had like very little likes on their page. I don't know what that was, but I found the real site and I was going to have us mob that, and their site's locked down. Like all their posts are gone. It's there's not really much there. So that's my excuse for not doing a Facebook mob today. My other excuse is that I looked in my emails, and I usually have a Facebook mob folder in there, and it's not there anymore. I don't know where it is. It disappeared. I did a search for it in Gmail. It's just gone. I don't know what happened to it. I think the FBI took it away from me. Bunch of jerks. So let me scroll down. I'll just scroll down to the bottom of the list. So, Family Christian Stores, they are going, you know, they're bankrupt, Chapter 11, whatever. And a lot of them were saying that today is their last day of work. So this show might suck because they might not even be in business really today. Maybe they're just kind of tearing apart their stores and, you know, putting shit in their cars that they don't think will be missed. I don't know what's going on today. They might all be closed. I don't know. So we're going to call a few and see what happens. My caller ID is still set to 1-800-666-6666. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I'm broadcasting on Shoutcast today if you're interested in listening on Shoutcast. I know someone was complaining about buffering in the chat room on the Mixlr. So if you're having problems with buffering, just go to phonelosers.org. Up in the right sidebar, there's a player thing that plays at much lower bit rates and can probably handle mobile connections a little bit better. Go do that. That'll help, I promise. It's through the magic of 1990s technology. Hey everyone, Carlito is doing a show before this show, so be sure you tuned in to that. You definitely didn't want to miss that one. It's going to happen right before the show, so stay tuned. Or something. I don't know what I'm saying, you guys. Hey, Jihad wanted me to announce to everyone that he is doing a live show on this Friday, like in 2 days. Friday, March 31st, Jihad is going to be doing a show. It's going to be to launch the new Calls of Mass Confusion stuff, which launches the day after on April 1st. Either that or it doesn't launch, and this is just a big April Fool's joke. But Calls of Mass Confusion, it's coming back. If you haven't seen the announcements on all the pages and stuff, he's got, I don't know, like 20 episodes or something, and says he's going to release them weekly for the rest of this year or something. I don't know. He'll explain it on Friday. But I'm going to jump on there with him on Friday, so you should definitely tune into that. You know, I know you guys don't want to hear G-Ad, but, you know, I'll be there. I think Carlito will be there. I bet you Dwight will be there. Maybe Laugh Track Matt. Because we're all the people that kind of put it together. Or participate, anyway. So be sure you're listening to Prank Call Nation. Probably the Mixlr on Prank Call Nation. Maybe I'll broadcast it on my Mixlr, too. I don't know. Hello? 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 I didn't hear you say hello. Or, you know, thanks for calling, or can I help you? I hear you. You're just like...
It's a really bad connection. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hi. How may I help you today?
I have a bad connection?
A little bit. It's kind of hard to hear.
Oh, balls. Okay. Did you say hello when you picked up?
I tried to. Did you hear me?
No. You tried to, but you didn't actually do it?
Well, I couldn't hear anything.
Well, you gotta say hello first. I wasn't saying anything. I was just...
Oh, okay. How can I help you?
Oh, this is Greg from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Is this your last day that you're open?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Maybe try to switch phones? Maybe that would be better.
I don't know. Maybe I should just hang up and call the next one on the list. If it's a bad connection. I was just going to scam you out of credit card info, that's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think we're on the list for closing this week.
Oh, yay! Yay! You get claps for that.
Right.
Weird, they're only coming in. Okay. I hung up on her. She can't hear me. I don't know why. Do I really have a bad connection? Someone was talking about buffering earlier. Yeah, let's just move on to the next one on the list. Looks like Southern California on this one. Do I have my torrents running? Am I downloading porn, maybe? No, I don't think so. I don't know what would be causing problems. I'm probably just getting DDoSed, that's all. Or maybe Comcast is throttling my cable because I'm like 2 months behind paying my bill. That's probably it. They do that, right?
Christian, this is Melody. How may I serve you?
Hey, Melody. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
You know what? We are currently busy at this time.
Oh, it's okay. It's just a customer that has to talk on the phone. It's not like it's an employee, right?
Right? You know what? Can you give me your name once again?
Sure. It's Steve Dave.
What is your name?
Steve Dave.
Steve Davis?
Steve Dave.
Okay.
Steve Dave. I can spell it if you'd like. I mean, spell it out if you'd like. I don't mind. I'll do it.
No, we're Good.
It's S is in sperm. T is in twat waffle. Did that make you hang up? Hello, ma'am? Okay. Bad time for my phonetic alphabet, I guess. Off to a slow start today, you guys. F in Reality wants me to ask if they have any non-fiction Bibles. Oh yeah, so I've got a big list here of ideas that you guys have given me on the Facebook group. Misleading...
Thank you for calling Family Christian Store of Canton. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, I just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Maybe we've never done this before, so
Yeah, it's a new thing they're trying to keep some of the stores open, just doing surveys and figuring out what we can do to keep open and all that.
Hold on just a moment.
Are you closing today? Oh, whoa. This is nice. I think I should be quiet and like, you know, copy this and use it for something. It's like they just hooked up one of those old greeting cards to their phone line. Jewish Princess says this is from the Bible NES game. I wonder if that's true.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on just a second, please.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay, I've got my manager on the phone here.
Okay, great.
Eileen, can you hear him?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What can I help you with?
Oh, I was just calling to let you know that our records show that the cash register currently has exactly $666 in it. I was just trying to ask her to take one of the dollars out, because that's not right. Just take one of the dollars out and put it in a drawer or something.
Or in her pocket. You know what? I will pray for you and pray that God will forgive you for prank calling our store.
What? I'm corporate office, ma'am. What are you talking about?
Okay, then what's our corporate office phone number?
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit, lady, because I can barely even understand you on your dumb speakerphone thing.
That's exactly what I thought. You wouldn't be speaking to me that way.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't have anybody in our corporate office any longer, so thank you very much.
Oh, no, you don't know anything. You don't know. There's plenty of people here. Hello? Oh, she hung up on me. Well, that was weird. She called her manager and put her on speakerphone. She had two speakerphones there sitting next to each other so we could talk to each other. Who does that? I feel like this show's failing pretty bad, but I'm still having fun, you guys. Ooh, this is pretty amusing. That girl. And that fucking hold music, what was that?
Family Christian, this is Jeff. Can I help you?
Hey, Jessica. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Sure.
Yay.
One second.
Okay.
Would you care to do a customer survey for our store?
I can't.
Hello. Hello. Is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just three quick survey questions, and it'll just take a minute. So are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. And what was your name again?
Michelle.
Okay. I'm going to write that down. All right. So question number one, how many men have you touched?
Today?
Well, just in your lifetime, like... In your, let's just say your adult life, you know, we don't want to go there. How many men have you touched?
I would say three.
Three men with the gospel?
Yes.
You've only touched three men with the gospel? I mean, it seems like it should be more. You don't do a lot of gospeling?
I'm new to this.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm new to this.
Oh, you're new to it. Okay. So you've touched three men with the gospel.
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm writing that down. Okay, how many fingers?
10.
Oh, no, I mean, how many fingers? You know, how many fingers do you like to use you know?
All 10.
You know what I mean? Whoa, that's ew, yee. Really? 10? You use 10 fingers? To pray?
Yes.
I don't know. You only have 8, though. Okay, question number 3. At what age did you feel him inside of you?
Let's see. 12.
Whoa. I think you should report that to someone. Okay, you felt Jesus in you at age 12. Okay. Let's see. Do you feel comfortable going down on your knees?
Just hold on a minute.
She hung up. She can't do that. She's not an employee. She's not authorized to just hang up the phone like that. All right, that was pretty lame. Holy shit, is Stan Trucker in the chat room? Hey, Stan Trucker. And who's Prank Call Nation? I think that's Carlito, but I don't know for sure. Can't be Carlito. I mean, it can't be Matt. Matt doesn't type in full sentences. What's going on here? Okay, sorry. Just looking at the chat room, you guys. Hey, chat room. By the way, I'm not doing too long today. I'm like definitely going to be off the air within 50 minutes. That's my maximum time is noon today. I'm quitting at noon, and that's in 50 minutes. I only do 3-hour shows when sunshine forces me to. Yeah, MJR, I have to go to mass and repent. I don't have come inside me, Jesus. Snail trail. FBI took it from me.
Family Christian Store, this is Susan.
Hey, Susan, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hello.
Hello, we were showing just a little bit of a problem there with your cash register.
Okay.
It looks like our records are showing that the cash register currently has exactly $666 in it.
Okay.
Can you hurry up and sell something to make that go away?
Thanks.
Or maybe deposit some money, drop it in the safe, make a quick run to the bank.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I'm serious, ma'am. We can't have this. This
okay.
is the reason we're going out of business is stuff like this.
All right.
You don't sound too convinced.
Thank you.
What are you thanking me for? What exactly are you thanking me for? Ma'am. I hung up on her. She stopped talking. That was an idea from, I think his name is Ho. Thanks, Ho, for suggesting that in the chat room. Even though it's not a very realistic joke, because they probably haven't had that much money in their register in years now. Ba-dum-tsh. Why do I only have sound in one side? That's weird. Why is it doing that? Oh, there we go. That's better.
Family Christian.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Oh, sure. Hold on just a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Do you have time to do just a quick survey? I'll just take a minute. It's 3 questions.
Sure.
Okay. What's your name?
Kathy Hare.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kathy. That wasn't one of the questions. That doesn't count.
Oh, dang. They get harder from there out, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Question number 1. Do you feel at least a little bit guilty for not shopping there enough to keep the store open?
No, because I shop here a lot.
but not enough. Not quite enough, because yeah. They're closing down.
Yeah.
You may think it's a lot, but maybe you should have just spent a little bit more.
Yeah, I hear you. My husband doesn't think so.
Yeah. You probably say you give a lot of tithes at church, but really you're just giving like 2% or something.
I try to do a little more than that.
Yeah, okay. Well, if we were to convert the shop into a Muslim bookstore, would you still shop there?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not Muslim.
Well, do you hate Muslims? or something?
No, I don't hate Muslims, but I'm not Muslim.
Well, you're just not going to go in their store. You're just like, ew, Muslim, yeah.
No, I wouldn't yuck them, but I don't have, they don't have anything I want to buy.
Aiko. Oh, I see. Okay. Whatever. Okay, question number three. If Jesus were around today, would you nail him?
Oh, man, I would hope not, but you never know.
Well, you know what I mean by nail him, right? I'm not trying to be obscene, but you know what I mean by nail him.
Nail him to the cross?
Well, no, nail him, you know?
No? No, I guess not.
Or either way, would you nail him to the cross?
No, I would hope I wouldn't.
Well, maybe you would. Maybe you'd be one of those shitty guard people.
Yeah.
You'd just be like stabbing him and stuff.
Yeah, like so I said, I would hope not, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Nope.
What percentage do you think Satan had over the closings versus the economy?
Oh, Lord, probably three. All of it.
All of it? Oh,
100%
okay.
Probably.
Huh, okay, well, yeah, this sucks. I'm hanging up.
Okay.
Thanks for the survey. I'm just going to delete this one. It was awful. I'm deleting this from the computer. I hated your answers, ma'am.
Apparently.
If they put Jesus up on the cross, would you like sneak over there at night and free him?
I would hope I would. I'd try somehow to get him down off of there.
Wow, what a non-answer. Okay, bye.
Bye. Excuse my language.
Hello? Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you just set the phone down and continue talking to her, please?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. Could you move the phone closer, ma'am?
If Jesus was around today, would you nail him? Nailing what?
I would just hang up. I'm just hanging up.
Oh, no. Sir? Hello, sir?
If they're asking you that, it's not corporate.
He's like, well, I'm just going to leave your answers because I don't like any of them. Like, you do whatever you got to do, dude.
It's not. I'm going to hang up.
Sir? Hello, sir? Sir, hello?
I'm going to ask his name.
Yeah, you asked my name.
What do you mean to say? Hi there.
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
What is your name?
Steve Dave. Hey, can you put the phone closer because I'm just LOLing in my pants here listening to her describe my call. Can you put it closer to her so I can hear better?
Can I take your information real quick?
No, you may not. Just put the phone closer. I want to hear everything that goes on in there. It's funny. That guy had to announce everything he was about to do. It's very strange. So on the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/goawayPLA, I asked people to give me some new misleading questions for surveys. And there's some good ones in here. They're mixed with some ones that I probably wouldn't use. I love this one. Do you want a big, black, thick one? And what? I mean a Bible. What were you thinking? That's got to be like the ending thing. Like when I finished with the survey, thank you for participating in the survey. We're prepared to mail you, or wait, no, not mail you a big black thick one. Never mind. I'm just going to go on to the next number. I can't plan everything out like that guy at that store just then. Got to just dial the number and do it.
Thank you for calling Family Christian Ministry. This is Casey. How may I help you?
Hey, Casey. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores. And I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
No.
Please? Pretty please? With sugar? Ma'am? No, that... caused her to hang up. Okay, whatever. Man, these stores are not as active as they were on Saturday or Sunday or whenever we did that.
Thank you for calling the Family Christian Store in Henderson. This is Joy speaking. How may I serve you?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to do a customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Give me 1 second.
Okay. What? I feel like a corporate memo went out over the weekend. But I'm told the corporate office doesn't exist anymore. So I don't know what to think. Yeah, quick, sunshine, drive over here. We have a show to do.
Calling Family Christian. This is Sharon. How can we serve you?
Hey, Sharon. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Hold on. Not that speaks English.
Oh, that's okay. It'll be hilarious.
Okay. Hold on.
Well, I don't know. I could just survey you if you want.
Okay. Survey me, honey.
You know, I mean, it's the end of days here, so what the hell?
Yeah. How's your weather there? You got snow today?
No, not too much snow.
Okay.
Not.
I just had friends visiting Holland, Michigan, so they're checking out schools and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Colleges. So what can I do for you, sir?
Well, could I just ask you a few questions?
Sure.
How does a Christian bookstore stay open when they only have one book for sale?
They don't. They stay open half a day to sell that book, and that's it.
Yeah, and then they go out of business, and they file for Chapter 11.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that was a trick question. Which is worse, Muslim or Moslem?
I don't know why this is not a good question.
I don't know. You know, Jazz Kelly submitted that one. I don't get it. All right. Question number 3. Do you let other men touch it?
You know, I think that you're just pulling my leg.
I'm talking about the Bible. Do you let other men touch your Bible? Because some people don't. What the hell is Moslem? Moslem. Moslem. What's that? I don't know these words. These survey questions are mixed up all over the poll thing, so it's hard to find the good ones. Is throwing your Go Cup out the window a sin? Come on, why would I say that? That's silly. Here's one that says Alu Akbar. Stupid polls don't even let me delete anything. I'm the admin of the group, and I can't delete these dumb answers. Oh, here's someone that's completely genius. I think they put their answer in a different poll question. It just says, neither. Religion is gay.
Family Christian, this is Jim. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Okay, well, I've got one right here at my register.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Home office and then want to do a customer survey with a live customer.
Not a dead one.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Yes.
Are you just there getting your last minute items before they go out of business forever?
What are they? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, no. I was just wondering, are you just in there doing your last shopping ever since it's the end of days for Christian?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, would you mind just answering a few questions, just survey questions?
Sure.
Okay. What was your name?
It's Petrita Sanchez.
Oh. Okay. Hey, for question number 1, how many fingers?
How many fingers?
Yes, how many fingers do you use, you know, wink, wink?
To do what?
To pray. What were you thinking?
Oh, well, all of them.
Okay, all right. Just making sure, because that's very important to use all of them. Which one of your sins did Jesus die for?
All of them.
Well, which one? What's the main one? Like, what's the worst sin you've ever done?
Lied, perhaps?
Oh, come on. You haven't, like punched anyone in the face, or...
No.
Or, I don't know. Done something really, really awful? You ever burned down a church, or...?
No, sir. Nothing like that.
Well, I mean, if you're a liar, you just told me you're a liar. Maybe you're lying about burning down churches.
Well, I've never done that. No, sir.
Well, that's what a liar would say. It's okay, though. We'll just move on to question number 3. Are you ready for question number three?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. How does... No, not that one. Does church make you wet?
Does church make me what?
Wet. W-E-T. Wet.
When I cry during worship, maybe, yes.
No, I mean, does it, you know, make you wet?
What was that?
Does it make you wet? Does church make you wet? Like, do you just get excited about church and just kind of get wet?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, with the holy water, you know?
Okay, sir, I have to go now.
Oh, well, you get something for doing the survey. Do you want your prize? You get a big...
No, that's okay.
But, ma'am, you get a big black thick one.
I'm going to give you back to Jim. Thank you.
You don't want a big black thick one, ma'am?
Come Sorry, on. That she has to leave, okay, Dave?
Oh, it's okay. Whatever. You know what? If you could just hurry her out of the store, tell her not to come back, because she wouldn't even finish the last question. She's kind of a jerk.
Okay, I will do that.
Like just escort her out of the store and say, don't come back.
Okay.
Yep. Like, pick her up by the back of the scruff of her neck and throw her out into the sidewalk.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you have to do it. I'm the corporate office. What I say goes.
Oh, really? Okay.
She wouldn't even take a big black thick one.
Oh, she left. She left, okay.
Oh, darn it. Okay, oh well. You were going to do it. You were going to do it, though, right?
Oh, well, I'll do it because you told me to do it. Yep.
Okay, just making sure.
You have a better pay grade than I do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're nothing compared to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. I feel like maybe I should have asked him to do just some insane things. Molecular says I should have called him a good boy. Oh well, too late. At least he didn't, like, set down the phone really quick and go do it. Throw her on the sidewalk. And see, Sunshine, I told you. I told you the surveys wouldn't go as well as that first one again. Like, ever again. It's never going to be that perfect again. That lady was just awesome and can't replicate that one.
Thanks for calling the Family Christian Store. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hey.
Hey there. What you doing?
Well, you know, working.
Yeah, okay. I have access to the camera, so I know that's not true.
Yeah, I'm standing here.
Are you going out of business today? Like, is today the last day?
No, sir.
Oh, when do you guys close?
They haven't given us kind of a deadline.
Oh.
Yeah, we're part of the ones that are going to be the last kind of the stores to close.
I see. I could just send you home today, permanently, forever.
Why?
If you prefer. I don't know. You get a day off. Just close early.
I kind of need this job, so.
You could decide for the whole store. You can make the decision right now for the whole store. Would you like to stay open or close today?
Well, that's kind of not my decision.
No, I'm making it your decision. We can do anything we want. We're getting ready to go out of business forever. It's the end of days.
I know, but, you know, I kind of don't want to leave at the moment, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep it open for a few more months.
That'd be wonderful.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I might just change my mind at the last minute and close tomorrow. Who knows? You never know.
Yeah.
I'm a loose cannon now here at the corporate office.
Well, don't be a loose cannon on us. We enjoy working here. So.
No promises. Anyway, do you have any customers in there? I would just need to do a quick customer survey.
Yeah, I've got quite a few in here.
Hmm. Does your speakerphone go really loud? Maybe I could just do a survey with everyone in the store all at once.
It's not too loud.
Darn. Okay. Oh, we'll just do the regular way then.
Yeah. So just pick some random customers to give the phone to?
Yep. You don't have to warn them about the plague of locusts on the way. It's just a customer survey. We'll just say that.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Give me one second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
My name is Molly.
Oh, hey, Molly. Are you an employee there?
No.
Oh, really? I don't know what that lady's problem is. I was just trying to tell her about these sales reports and ask her to do some stuff on the computer and recheck the register and, you know, business stuff. And she's just like, you know what? I don't need this. I'll just hand the phone to some random person. That's what she said.
Okay. Hold on.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm calling to do a customer survey.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Sarah again.
Oh, hey, Sarah. I guess she didn't want to do it. Do you have another customer I could maybe try it?
Well, if she wants to do it, I guess she just couldn't hear you.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, tell her to be quiet. Yeah, let's just find someone else.
Okay. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Okay, hi.
And hi, who's this?
This is Gina.
Oh, hey Gina, would you mind just answering a few quick questions? It's just for customer survey.
Okay.
Okay, it's just three questions, just take a minute. Question number one, how many fingers do you like to use?
What?
How many fingers? You know, how many fingers do you like to use?
What are you talking about?
You know, when you're praying. When you're praying, how many fingers do you use?
All right. You're kind of freaking out my customers. I do not feel comfortable
what?
You talking to another person.
No, I was asking her. I was asking her.
What were you asking her?
I was asking her how many fingers she prefers to use to pray.
That's not what she heard.
Well, maybe her mind's just in the gutter. Yeah, that's not my fault. She's going to go there.
And then my first customer, Molly, said that you were saying really rude things to her. So I honestly don't know if I can trust you at this moment.
I wouldn't say rude,
and
just weird.
So I'm actually going to probably pass you on to my assistant manager.
Oh, okay.
And she's not going to probably be too happy. So hold on one moment.
I could do the survey with her. Well, this should be interesting. Yeah, why the assistant manager? It's the middle of the day. Where the fuck's the manager? It's a womanager, not a manager. Maybe I should just hang up.
Thank you for holding. This is Justine. How can I help you?
Hey, Justine. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Just a quick customer survey and just ask them a few questions. Just take a minute.
I haven't been notified that we're doing anything like that.
Oh, yeah, we don't tell lowly peons like you, so down on the ladder, on the chain. We just kind of do it.
I would have received an email from my district manager. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I know that my coworker allowed you to talk to a couple of customers, but I've asked her to stop. I can't allow you to talk to any of my customers without checking with my district manager first.
Okay, but look.
Let me check with her first, and
here's the thing. Like, I know you're not the manager. You don't have to lie to me.
I'm not lying to you. I'm not the manager. I'm the assistant manager.
Well, the assistant manager, you're a woman. You're not the assistant. They don't call them womanagers. They call them managers for a reason. Like, have you ever read the Bible? Women can't be managers or assistant managers.
And you said you're from my corporate?
Yeah. What's going on over there? Don't you read the Bible? Women are baby makers
let me
and nothing more.
Family Christian, as of a little over a month ago, no longer exists. We're not even owned by Family Christian anymore, and there is no corporate.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. That's still our sign out there. It's our copyrighted logo.
Really?
Yep. We're still here at the corporate office.
You are in corporate. Can you tell me exactly what I'm doing, since apparently you can see what we're doing?
Oh, no, I'm not allowed to share that kind of information. You could be an identity thief or a hacker or something.
Would you want to be talking to me if I'm an identity thief or a hacker?
Well, I don't know. You're pretending to be a manager when you're clearly a woman.
And you're pretending to be a corporate office, so...
Oh, yeah, zing. You got me there.
Dude. Oh...
I apologize, but I'm refused to allow you to talk to any of my customers.
You should apologize like a good woman, like a good Bible woman.
Wow, you must be a Trump supporter.
I sure am. All hail Trump.
Well, Trump's the best. Tell you something. Trump's an idiot.
What would Jesus do? Would Jesus call Trump an idiot? People
would
idiots?
Tell Trump he's an idiot.
Would Jesus really do that? I can't see Jesus doing that. Yeah, Jesus would walk up to Trump and be like, "Hey, you're an idiot."
Okay, let me ask you this: would Jesus tell Hitler he's an idiot?
No. Jesus loves Hitler. Jesus loves everyone. Read the Bible, and you'll find out about this.
Well, then, if you're saying that Jesus loves Hitler, that means Jesus loves the Jews. That means Jesus loves gays and lesbians. That means Jesus loves transgender. That means Jesus loves people who actually support abortion. So are you telling me that you agree with everything that I just stated since you're a Trump supporter?
You see what I'm saying? You can't be a manager. Listen to yourself.
Sir, I honestly do not have time for you right now.
Then why are you arguing with me about Trump? You're the one that brought up Trump. I don't give a shit about Trump.
Well, you're the one who's sitting there saying that I can't be a manager because I'm a woman.
Can I just do the survey with you instead, since you won't put a customer on?
Sure, let's do the survey.
I thought you didn't have time for things like this. Because you're busy doing your fake manager stuff.
Well, if you're currently from corporate, then I do have time to do a survey.
Okay, all right, here we go. Do you feel comfortable going down on your knees? That's question...
To pray, or...
Oh, no, you know what I mean.
No, I don't, actually.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
To pray, of course.
No, I don't.
Okay. If Jesus were around today, would you help nail him to a cross?
No.
Would you just nail him, you know?
No.
Why not? Jesus has...
Because it's wrong?
What's wrong? Exactly. That was just the law... That was just the law back then. You had to nail people up to trees. That's just how they did things. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's a lot of things wrong with it.
Well, I don't know. Not back then. Things were different back then.
Okay, well, now we're in the 21st century, so...
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, back then, it's okay.
I didn't live back then. I live today. I live here right now.
Oh, you're so progressive.
Same as you.
Yeah, and I bet you're an assistant manager, too, aren't you? Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Whatever.
Are we done here?
I guess. I don't know. You're the one that doesn't have time to talk to me, but then you sit there and just go on and on about Trump or something and try to convince me you're a manager.
You're the one that's lying and telling me that you're from corporate when you're not, because my corporate doesn't exist
anymore. Oh, says the liar who pretends she's an assistant manager, which is impossible.
Exactly. I know exactly what you're trying to do, because we've had several calls like this, probably even from you, several times before in the past.
What?
So I know exactly what you're trying to do, and you do realize that I'm keeping you on the phone until the cops show up, right? I do have caller ID. I am able to find who you are, where you're from, where you're calling from.
What's the caller ID say?
If the cops get here, they're going to just find out exactly where you're at, and you'll be taken care of. I'm literally just stalling your time, not mine.
You're literally stalling my time.
Yeah, I'm keeping you on the phone. Now, you can hang up anytime that you want, but
no,
just
you,
know that it doesn't matter what you do,
you
because I can easily track where you're at. I can get like I said, the cops are already on their way.
What's
here.
The caller ID say?
You don't need to worry about what my caller ID says.
No, I'm just wondering, what number do you have for me? I don't want to be tracked.
Well, if you're from corporate, you're automatically tracked.
Oh, shit. Okay, can you just tell me what caller ID says? Because I want to make sure you don't really have my number. That's scary.
Well, it's a little too late for that, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you that, because I know exactly what you're trying to do. And I can keep you on the phone all day long.
What am I trying to do?
You're being a pervert.
Well, no, I'm not being a pervert. I already heard
what you asked my customers,
survey
and I'm not
questions.
Okay with that.
No, the first customer, like, I didn't ask her anything.
Let me tell you something. Okay, I may not have been a Christian for more than a few years, so I can tell you exactly what you're doing. I used to be one of the most perverted people on this planet because I had
perverted.
The mind of a guide. So I had the mind of you. And I know exactly what questions you're asking. You're asking if I would nail Jesus. No, I would never do that.
To a cross.
Am I comfortable going down to my knees? You asked one of my customers how many fingers they like to use.
No, it's not my
those
fault. Your
questions.
Mind's
you're
in the gutter.
You're not continuing those questions. And I let's see.
I'm not being perverted. You're the one that's reading these questions the wrong way. Like, I'm just
asking.
You're
the one that's saying them the wrong way. You're the one that's cussing. And if you were from corporate,
I never cussed. I would never cuss. I'm a Christian.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you're the one that's not a Christian. You're the one that's pretending you're an assistant manager. That's not allowed. Come on.
You say that I'm pretending to be an assistant manager? Why don't you come into my store and tell me that?
Oh, I don't have to come into the store. I can read the Bible. Women aren't allowed to be managers.
Tell me where it says that women can't be managers in the Bible.
Page 431. Just go look real quick.
Really?
431. Yep. Hurry up. Go get it. Go get the Bible.
Why don't you tell me what the verse and the chapter and the paragraph are?
Hold on. Let me go get that. I just hung up. Okay. There was 14 minutes of that, and we've only got 15 minutes left, so she wins that round of hang up the phone. Stan Trucker says that was Trump 611. Oh, good times. Okay. Next, we're doing Texas. I thought this was like the last day I had to do Family Christian Stores, but apparently...
Calling Family Christian. This is Andre. How may I help you?
Hey, Andre. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family...
Yes, sir. Can you hold for one moment?
I guess.
I'm going to get you Joseph.
Why? Why? What for?
Oh, you said this is from the corporate office, sir.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to anyone. I wanted to do a customer survey, like just talk to a customer real quick and ask them some questions.
Oh, sure, absolutely, sir. Can you hold for one moment? I'll get you a customer.
Okay.
Sure, no problem. All right.
Thanks. That guy's tweaking.
There you are, man.
Hello?
Hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Yes, sir.
And I was just calling to find out just if you can do a quick customer survey.
Sure.
Okay, who's this?
This is Veronica.
Oh, hey, Veronica. I just need to know, what's the biggest sin you've ever committed? Like, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
What is the worst thing I have ever done?
Yeah, the absolute worst. You're completely ashamed of it.
Denying Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's dumb. Come on. A real sin.
A real sin?
Yeah,
committing adultery.
Oh, were you married, or did you...
I was married, yes.
Oh, was the person that you committed adultery with married?
Yes.
Wow, you homewrecker.
Yes.
That's awful.
Yes, it is.
But you know what? Jesus forgives you, so it's okay.
He does,
In fact, you could commit adultery every single day, and it'd be okay, because Jesus would
and
just...
And I wouldn't want to do that, because I have already told him, take me to heaven before I even am tempted to do that again.
Yeah, but as long as, like, right after you're done committing adultery, if you just say, I'm sorry, Jesus, then everything's fine.
Yes.
As a member of the Family Christian Store's corporate office, I give you permission to commit adultery, as long as you say sorry.
Oh, no. Why would you even do that?
Why
would you want to encourage someone to give someone permission? You don't want to do that.
I'm just saying, you know, as long as you say you're sorry afterwards, like before you even leave the backseat of the car or whatever you're doing, just say sorry, Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that's the biblical response to it at all.
Sorry. No, it's fine. You just say sorry and everything's fine.
Yeah,
we lost her. Hello?
Hello?
No, they're gone. Their weird phone system. Making all the clicks. It's connected through the corporate office up in heaven. I think I'm just going to do confessions for the rest of the show and see where those go. I think I've asked...
This is Judy.
Oh, hey, Judy. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just a quick survey. Just take a minute.
I'm sorry. How long?
Just a minute. Just, you know, just three quick questions.
Okay. Hold on just a second, okay?
Thanks.
There you go. Hello?
Hello. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Yes.
And I was just calling to find out from a customer, like, what's your name?
Andrea.
Oh, hey, Andrea. I just need to find out what your biggest sin is, or your most favorite sin.
My favorite one?
Well, okay, maybe just the worst sin you've ever committed.
The one that happens the most often?
Oh, it's like...
losing my temper.
It's an ongoing thing. Is that a sin,
yeah,
really, losing your temper? That just seems like a chemical imbalance or something, or you need to smoke more weed, or I don't know.
Are you really from the corporate office?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, all right, temper. Like, don't yell at me, okay? Don't lose your temper. I'm writing temper down. Okay, question number two. Ma'am? All right. She's gone. For those of you who weren't here on Saturday, we had the lamest confession ever. This guy was like, yeah, when I was a kid, my dad would tell me not to go over the fence and get the ball, but I would just go over the fence and get the ball. I would lie about it. It was the dumbest confession ever. But good for him if that's really his biggest sin of his life. I kind of don't believe it, but whatever.
Thank you for calling Family Christian Stores. This is Russell. How may I serve you today?
Hey, Russell. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Sure. Hold on just a moment.
Yeah, nieces and daughters.
Mm. Hello, sir. Do you mind taking a company survey during checkout?
For what?
Oh, it's for Family Christian Stores. They're making sure we're satisfied with our service even though we're closed. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Yes, sir.
Who's this?
This is Bernard Brown.
Oh, hey there, Bernard. I just needed to ask one survey question. It'll just take a quick second, hopefully.
Sure.
What's the biggest sin you've ever committed?
is that still probably too many to name?
Maybe give me top three, like, if it's really good stuff.
Lying.
That's boring.
I'd probably
Wrong.
Say,
You ever, like, fuck a married woman, maybe?
I'm sorry. I don't think that's for me to share with you.
Well, no, it's the biggest sin. You can't just lie. Like, that would be a sin if you lied and, you know, admitted your biggest sin.
I don't know. I'm not going to share that information with you. It's kind of obscene for you to ask me that over the phone.
Well, it's basically you're saying, yes, I have. If you're, you know, I'm not going to tell you about that, so...
Okay.
Adultery, biggest sin. Ding, 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 ding.
Actually, the biggest sin is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, so I'm not going to have this discussion with you, and
well,
I find it very inappropriate that you're even asking me that comment.
Well, hold on. Here,
conversation is over.
We'll get God on the line, and we'll find out which is bigger. These customers, just hanging up the phone like they own the place. Well, you know what, you guys? If all the stores, they're not closing today, like, I kind of thought, like, most of the country was closing down today, like, today was the last day. I thought we didn't have much longer with Family Christian. So maybe we should do one last show after this one? You know, next week or something, if we've got that much time.
Thank you for calling Simi Valley Family Christian Store. This is Judy. How may I help you?
Hey, Judy. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what's the name?
This is Steve Dave. I'm with the corporate office with the Family Christian.
Yeah.
Yep.
How can I help you, TJ?
I'm just calling to do a customer survey. If you have a customer in there, I could just do a quick survey with them. It'll just take a minute.
Guess, if you can hold on.
Yeah, sure.
It's TJ. TJ?
Hello, this is TJ.
Okay, here, I'm giving you to a guest, okay?
Yay, thank you.
Hi, TJ.
Hey, this is PJ from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Yep. Oh, that's good. I'm just calling to do a survey. Can you just answer a quick question?
Okay. If you could talk this up a little bit more for me.
Okay. I just need to ask you a question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What's the biggest sin you've ever committed?
I think, you know, my biggest sin would be not believing in God and for a long time. That would, you know, all other sins, you know, until Jesus came into my life.
Okay, well, besides that one, like, what's the most horrible thing you've ever done?
Most horrible thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
To me, it would be having a relationship before I got married.
Wow, that's pretty bad. I can't believe... Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting something like this. Huh. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, you're forgiven, though, you know, because you're a Christian.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's okay.
I know that. That's because of Jesus, yes.
Yep. So if you want to do that again, as long as you ask for forgiveness,
yes.
it's okay.
Yes, I love him. I've been with him a long time.
Did you enjoy that sin?
I wasn't a Christian, so you know what? And I don't think I did because I was young, and I really didn't know what love was.
Ah, yeah, true. Okay. Well, what's the sin that you've committed sometime in your life that you've most enjoyed?
Most enjoyed?
Yep, your favorite sin.
I don't think I have a favorite sin. I think sometimes I spend too much money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be, sometimes the Lord would, you know, caution me more.
What do you spend it on?
What do I spend? Just things in the house, things for people.
Oh, my gosh, you heathen.
Yes, any question you don't like, hang up on
them. Oh, okay. No, don't listen to that lady. She's stupid. But I guess, so spending money, I don't know. You haven't done anything super horrible, though? You sound like a really good person. You sound like a really good person.
TJ, sorry, we're done with this call.
Oh, but no, I was gonna pray with her and stuff still. You're
we don't want you playing with her. No, this is a customer that we value, and you're doing something wrong.
No, I'm not. I said pray, not play.
Okay, well, if you wanted to pray with her, you've misrepresented yourself.
What? No, what are you talking about? Why?
You're telling me you're calling from corporate office?
Of course I am. Why do you think I'm not? Can't you see the number on your caller ID?
Why did you ask her what her favorite sin was?
Because it's a survey. We're just trying to find out what people are sinning about these days.
Okay, I don't believe you. Why don't you give me a phone number and we'll call you back?
If you don't believe me, why'd you put her on the air?
Because I trusted you to begin with, and then when I hear what you're asking, then I don't believe you
any
longer.
No, we do this once a week here at the corporate office. We always call.
You have never called us. I've been here for 5 years, and you have never called
us. We usually call the cool stores.
Please don't call us back.
We don't call the lame stores. We just call the cool ones. But no, ma'am, I just, okay. Whatever. It's 11:59, huh? It's time to quit. That was a fun call to end things on, I guess. I suppose I had fun. So thanks for listening, everyone. And I think maybe we'll do one more of these or something, you know, say our final goodbyes to Family Christian. Really, is what I'd like to do is just do an entire show of nothing but confessions, because I think that could be a lot of fun. I should have done that today. I don't know what I was thinking, doing all these survey questions, but your survey questions were hilarious, everyone. People in the Facebook group, I hope I didn't miss any of these. Someone said, if we rewrite the Bible to be more hip, teaming up with famous rap artists like Rappy McRapperson, would that appeal to a younger audience? Let's see. If you had to choose, would you be the priest or the choir boy? If we pitted our customers against a Muslim bookstore to remain open in a cage match, would you be willing to fight on our team? That's a good one. I wish I'd seen that. I like that one. Share your craziest story of a sin for a chance at $5,000. Be dramatic. Whoever has the craziest and most interesting story wins. That's what I need to do. I need to offer them money to tell me the best sin. And then I can end with saying, you know what your worst sin was taking money for telling me your sins. What a terrible sin. I don't know. That's not really that great of a sin. If we sold hollowed out Bibles to people so people wouldn't have to do it themselves, do you think we would have a stronger market share? Hollowed out Bibles, yeah, like for Shawshank Redemption type situations, you know. Anal sex, that's one of the questions. Have you joined or would you consider joining our Rapture Rewards program? Subscription fee to join, but earn points to redeem Rapture. Somebody told me that I should just call and try and be a Mormon, like witness to them and you know, just switch their religion on them or whatever, because I'm sure I could pull that off. Anyway, okay, bye everyone. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, Navi. Thanks for bringing back the hang up of the phone prank, man. That shit was hilarious.
Anything.
It's just a shame that that woman that you called Navi, she didn't go mental.
Yeah.
Good job, man. Keep it up.
Anytime. I really enjoyed that hang up the phone episode. I really need to do another one of those soon. Just nothing but hang up the phone.
Hey, Roy, this is Miguel. I'm no longer Miguel B. I'm now Miguel.
Oh, you're always Miguel B to me.
Anyway.
That other Miguel is still around, you know. You're going to end up getting your ass kicked.
I haven't heard any other Miguels around. But, dude.
He's there.
Listen, like three nights ago when you put up that new video, or sorry, the new thing on your website.
Yeah.
And with that dude that said, man, how old are you? And you're like 43. I mean, oh, man. And the crazy talk stuff and all that stuff. Awesome, dude.
What?
Where is the link to that?
Making
stuff
up.
I want a link to the whole gosh darn phone call, because that was a classic. I remember that call. All right, dude.
I don't remember it.
Have a great time. Bye.
Hopefully somebody that's listening knows which one you're referring to, because I sure can't remember.
Hey, Brad. It is Paul from the 425.
Hey.
Longtime listener, follower of the phone losers. I have to say that your calls to family Christian stores were pretty damn funny. And it kind of blows my mind that there was that guy who said that the customer was really upset after you made the comment about rape.
Yeah, imagine that.
And he pretty much immediately after that was willing to turn the phone over to another customer.
Yep.
And
it's weird.
Here in my room still laughing about that.
4 days later.
Oh, man. I just had to share. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the people we talked to, both employees and customers of those stores, were just like, I don't know, just weirdly trusting or something, I guess. I don't know how to explain it. It was weird, though.
Hey, Brad! Hey, it's me! No, I'm just kidding. Hey, I was calling about the show where you were Christina. I was thinking that you could actually change your name in one of your shows to Bradlin, kind of like Madeline, but the male version? Cactus.
Yeah, I forgot all about using the name Christina. I need to do that more often. Or Bradlin, or whatever.
Hey, Roy, it's Nick. Nick Co. Incorporated.
Hey, Nick.
So, I took some resources, and I started digging in to see what would happen with this whole FBI thing, and I found out what's going on.
Oh, shit.
You have a rat in your fan base, listeners.
Oh,
and we needled it down. Bitch Jack TV. He called the FBI on you. He's been planted here by the government.
Yep, I knew it.
Thanks, Obama. This is his fault and your fault.
Don't worry. We'll take care of the problem. There. Don't cry.
Hey, Brad. I noticed you'd done the knobby idea. It was quite funny.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a normal conversation with them, but you call them knobby all the time. And it really does annoy them. Well, anyway,
gotta do it more. I know. I really need to do that more, because the one time that I did it a few shows ago, that lady who like reacted to it.
I'm thinking of a prank idea we could probably do. I could probably post a link on the comments to one of the knobby calls. One of the UK knobby calls, and I'll show you how they do it.
Okay.
Not saying anything bad, but you're still cool. You're still the number one.
Aww. Bye. Okay. If you say so. Yeah, post it in the comments so people can see how it's done.
Hey, Brad. Just want to say for the 1,000th time, love your show. Right now, I'm drunk in a field, and by field, I mean my backyard, laying in the grass. Very nice. I'm listening to one of your older shows. Man.
Try not to get dog shit in your hair, okay? It always happens to me.
So, I wish I had incredibly awesome things to say, but as of the moment, I am fresh out.
Okay.
So, I guess I will just end on this note.
Good.
Bubba Rooey, Bubba Rooey! How is Sarah's penis?
Hey, RBCP. This is Mike Kokenderfer on YouTube and Teen Wolf Jesus on Mixler.
Hello.
And I wanted to call to share a new song that I just wrote. It's called Super Mario Brothers in Chinese.
Great.
Ching 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 ching.
Wow, didn't we just have a discussion about this, you guys? Being all racist on my voicemails. That's not okay.
Hey, it's Kyle from Arizona. First time caller. Yet I've been listening for a bit. I just wanted to say your shows are fucking great. Keep up the fucking great work. But what the hell ever happened to Roy and Stacy? I've been wanting to hear more from Tenet from
Hell. I hate Stacy now.
Both you guys.
Me and her had a falling out.
She's busy.
We're fighting.
I need more hygiene from you guys.
Okay.
That fucking duo. Fuck the other Kyle.
Right on top of that, Rose.
That's all.
Yeah, how dare there be another Kyle in the community?
Hello, Roy. Rick the Monkey Boy here. Been a long time.
Hello.
A couple of shows behind right now. I just got through listening to the Blasphemy show. Pretty good. Good stuff. Yeah, you still need to do that, whole show. You should do a whole show calling people, talking to them like dogs. I'm telling you, it would be a classic. I know it's kind of stupid, but it's good stupid, not bad stupid.
Yep.
So,
no such thing as bad stupid.
Definitely get to that. And maybe even add a little Ace Ventura, you know, when you say, you know, remember Ace Ventura?
Yes, yes, I remember that very well.
Could add that to it, you know.
Yep.
But anyway, good stuff, Roy. I'm still here, not dead, as of March 26th. Like I said, I hadn't left the message for a while. Also, I got a request. I hadn't heard your David Bowie version. What is it? The Ground Control. Major Tom.
Bell Odyssey by Rob T. Firefly.
Can you play that? I ain't heard that in a while, Roy.
Okay.
Cactus, Cagnus, and peace out.
You know, I think I definitely played that on a show recently, and I swear I didn't see your voicemail. I just happened to decide to play that one.
Hello, this is the supervisor from AT&T. Telephone cut the place. With cars driving by in the background.
Wow.
I can't keep a straight face.
Oh, it's Corbin Guy. I didn't even notice. Hey, Corbin Guy. That was weird. What's wrong with you?
Hey, Brad. It's User Fan with a PH. So it's, what, 10:56 Central Time? And wake up, dude. We need a new show. We need a show so badly right now. It's Monday.
I'm right on top of that.
Maybe
Rose.
I'll just start on episode 3 of the Snowplow Show. But love you. I love you, Cactus Minneapolis. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, sorry I didn't do that when you left the message. Didn't get it until just now.
Hey, RV, it's Giad. I just wanted to call and tell you I don't have any messages to leave you today.
Okay. Thanks, Giad.
That is, I do not have any messages.
You know, someone else did this on the previous show, and I just want to assure everyone that Giad left this message before I played that last one. So don't call him an idea stealer. I swear, he had no idea.
That I want to leave you today. I will call back tomorrow and give you a further update.
Okay.
I hope nobody's ever done this one.
I just heard Giad. Wait, what did he say? Let me go back to that.
I hope nobody's ever done this one.
He said he hopes nobody's ever done this one. Well, sucks to be you, Giad, because somebody did on the last show. I think it was Kuraz. Who knows?
Hey, Brad. It's Ethan from Connecticut.
Hello.
Just not sure if you're a Howard Stern fan or not, but Navkin Ed is a whack packer on the show. And if you look at his Twitter, @EdNapkin, EdNapkin, he is a huge fan of PLA and PCN.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. Anyway,
well, I automatically hate him because he's associated with this whole Baba Booey shit that keeps happening on my voicemails. So fuck you, Mr. Napkin, or whatever the name is. And I used to listen to Howard Stern many years ago. I think in the late 90s I was into him for a year or two because he was on a local radio station. And about 10 years ago, I got satellite radio and I started listening to him again for, I don't know, maybe a year, and then I got tired of it again. So I'm somewhat familiar with Stern, just not like a big super fan or anything. He can be amusing.
Oh yeah, Brad, this is Macho Man Randy Savage calling you from heaven. Oh yeah, brother, let me tell you something. We got payphones up in here in heaven, oh
whoa.
Yeah, but let me tell you.
I totally want to kill myself now.
I'm a fan of your show, but lately, oh yeah, lately I haven't been so happy with your shows because I'm over here in heaven.
Oh shit.
Body slamming cacti to hell, and you can't even butt slam that many people yet. Oh yeah, brother, I'm going to need you to go
ahead. This voicemail is kind of blasphemous, you know.
Straight to hell, like I'm over here body slamming these cacti. Oh yeah, can you dig that, brother?
Yep, okay, well, thanks for the voicemail. It goes on for another 20 seconds or so.
Hey, Brad, it's Evil Clone 347 from that experiment. Anyway, I'm just calling to tell you that all the other clones are decaying, so I'll probably die too very soon. So yeah, bye!
That's a bummer. Rest in peace, Clone 347.
Mr. Bradley Carter, this is Cody No Name from the Internet Monitors.
Okay.
You've been cursing way too much on the frequencies.
Sorry.
These poor people are very upset.
Sorry.
You need to stop it right now.
Okay.
Or else we're going to treat you.
Sorry, Internet.
Bye.
I will try to do better.
Hey, Brad. This is T-Falcon here.
Hello.
And I have a couple things to say today. So, first
Yay.
Off, I think that when you do the hang up the phone, you should also tell them that they need to hang up the phone because they should obey the cactus. You have to say that. That would be funny. Also, I'm kind of curious as to how many people have your voicemail number memorized. Like, let me guess.
Three.
Corbin guy, Olga, Gloria.
They probably have them programmed into their phones.
Right on the head on that one.
Maybe.
Yeah. I want to see how many people have the voicemail line memorized. All right. Anyways, cactus.
Apparently,
bye,
I don't.
Brad.
Because, you know, I wrote it on a book of matches. I was making my own matchbook covers the other day. It's on my Instagram. And I noticed after I posted it, I didn't even put the right PLA voicemail number on there. So I'm definitely not on the list of people that remember the voicemail number.
I'm just calling to ask, whatever happened to that person you talked about or talked to in, like, 2009?
Oh, that person.
You know, it was one of those phone sex operators.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been jerking off same material for, like, you know, 8 years now, and I've just been wondering, you told us you were going to do, you know, an interview with one of them, and I need some new beat-off material to listen to.
Yeah.
So, tell us what happened to her, you motherfucker.
I forget
tell
her
us.
Name.
Right,
but,
bye.
You know, there's not a lot of phone sex... That was weird. There's not a lot of phone sex operators out there these days. Or wait, no, I could be completely wrong about that. I just know there's not a lot of 900 number phone sex operators anymore. Because why would there be? So I was actually able to do a search for her name. Oh yeah, it was Dakota. That was the name, Dakota, the phone sex operator. And she was hilarious. So I managed to find a webpage about her. You know, I had her name on it and said, hey, call me at this number for lots of phone sex. So I called it up and I didn't get any phone sex. It sucked. But I talked to Dakota and she remembered me. In fact, I said something really weird at first and she just hung up on me. And that sucked because I was paying for the call in a roundabout sort of way. So I called her back and I'm like, Dakota, don't hang up. And I reminded her who I was and she completely remembered. And I said, hey, you know what? You should let me interview you about what it's like to be a phone sex operator or something. I don't remember what I said exactly. And she was all for it. She was glad to hear from me. Or, I mean, she's probably just glad to get a call at $4.99 a minute or whatever. But she remembered that night. She said it was like one of the funniest nights of her life. And she took down my information and I never heard from her again. So that was my attempt at getting an interview with the phone sex operator. I guess it didn't work out too well because that was 8 years ago, probably. But I tried. I'm glad somebody remembers that. You know, if I ever repost old phone show episodes like I've talked about doing before, I should probably repost those because those were pretty funny. Both of the phone sex operator shows and the psychic operator shows, those were a lot of fun. So I should write that down and try to remember to do that.
Brad, it's Crimson. So, you've had an amazing line of shows. I mean, I really like the last, like, 4 or 5 episodes in a row.
Thanks, Crimson.
Just, like, 5
Well, you don't normally laugh at my shows? What the hell?
I also wanted to thank you for making it possible for me to actually add a Corbin on Facebook. Yay! I'm probably in the same show, Corbin's probably going to be, like, ranting and yelling at me in the voicemail.
Probably.
But whatever, I like it. I can add Corbin on Facebook, or at least look at his weird pictures. With
his pictures
on.
Are weird.
But anyway, and then also, you and Sunshine, yeah, congratulations. You took my suggestion that you have a co-host. Because Sunshine,
yep,
to
that
me,
was all
you
of you.
A co-host 100% of the time, if you don't want. But she makes a great co-host. I remember, like the last year, I've been like, oh, you need a co-host, like Gloria, or, you know, Stacey.
Why Gloria? You.
You. But whatever.
Just kidding,
yeah,
Gloria.
Yeah, she did really good.
Just kidding.
And, hey, by the way, were you guys smoking weed? I swear to God, I heard a lighter.
What?
Maybe you don't want to comment
That's
on that.
That's crazy talk.
But,
we're Christians. Come on.
Just a question that you
might not want to answer, but all right, bye, Brad.
All right, bye, Crimson. You're just hearing things. There was no lighter in that show, because we vaped.
Hey, Roy, I'm trying to find that song, that hold music that you had with the apartment. And I'm losing it, man. It was in my mind, but it's going.
Here we go. Okay, he hung up, I guess. Oh, here's another voicemail from him. He probably didn't mean to.
Okay, I did two others, and they blew. I'm Brad talking about the song from the apartment.
You're having a hard time with these voicemails, aren't you?
You have that hold music. It's do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No, it's...
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong do-do-do-do-do-do song.
I'm losing it. I need that song back in my life. I need it, man. Yeah. I've been trying to find it.
You know,
I've been searching all of the interwebs, and I can't find it. It's just so weird. It's like some parallel universe. I wanna make a song out of that. Please find it.
I'll do my best. Didn't I use that song as like the ending song for one of the episodes? I'm pretty sure I did that. Like, instead of playing a song like I normally do at the end of a show, I just played the loop of that song for like 5 minutes or something. I think I did that anyway. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But if I didn't do it, I was thinking about doing it. And that's good enough, I guess. But yeah, as soon as I get my stuff back from the FBI, I have a loop of that on the computer, and I can give it to anyone who wants it. And it's just a loop that I took off of the phone. You know, it sounds like crap. But I'll have it back one of these days if I ever get my shit back.
Yo, Brad, you know how you were calling those family Christian stores a couple days ago, or whatever, bookstores?
Yep.
You should call them, and should say that, like, Jesus has just said that he wants them to, everyone at the store to, like, die, and then see if they actually, like, see what they'll do.
See if they really kill themselves?
Just say, by the order of Jesus Christ, you guys are all to die today. Cactus.
Man, I don't know. I think the people at those stores might actually do it. Or some people have suggested that I try to convince the employees that one of the customers in the store is possessed. So maybe I could get an employee to grab a pair of scissors and maybe stab them in the heart to prove that they're not possessed. I could be like, well, if they're possessed, it'll kill them, you know?
Hey, it's Publicist.
You'll know.
Thanks so much for cussing in the last couple of shows a little bit more and letting people know that they're motherfuckers. So you should
have a
couple extra bucks in your bank account for
thanks.
All your hookers, or maybe even a hobo sandwich.
Yay!
It's
totally
I'm
worth it.
I'm kind of curious
to curse
to see
so much.
Why you haven't done any like backpage pranks, because I would think that as a corporate employee of a Christian bookstore,
I'm not allowed on Backpage anymore ever since the incident.
You'd be entitled to some sex services.
Yep.
And if that goes against the rules, then maybe just as, like, an escort.
No, it's not against the
rules.
So
that could be a fun prank idea.
Yeah,
anyway,
maybe.
Talk to you later.
I'd probably end up mostly talking to cops or something, because it'd just be a bunch of sting operations of fake prostitutes. Maybe I'll get around to that one of these days.
Hey, Brad, it's Lucklight. I'm watching I'm listening to the Saturday show on YouTube. And I'm listening to you say that the Snowplow show, actually, more of the Phone Losers is almost 21 years old now, so that means we can all drink.
Holy crap.
So, what are we drinking?
More than 21, isn't it?
And also, the God voice stuff is really, really funny. So,
especially
when you're like, ooh, ooh, good. So, love the stuff, man. Keep it up.
Thanks. I will. Thanks for your voicemail. And Phone Losers is from, like, 1994. That's the official year that it started, like, the end of 1994. And that's, I don't know, how long is that? It's like 23 years, I think? Something like that, I think. I'm bad at math, but holy crap, what have I done with my life? 23 years. You guys, I'm going to get going and just kind of contemplate things. Once again, thank you everyone for listening to the show today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you weren't too offended. I'll wait at least another week before doing another blasphemous show. But I do think I'm about done with these. I might do just one more or something. Don't forget to listen to Prank Call Nation on Friday night. I don't know what time he plans to start. Probably at like 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. That was his old start time, so I'm just guessing that he might start at that time. I don't know for sure, but you should definitely listen to Prank Call Nation Friday night. G-Ad will be on the air. I'll be on there with him, and I'm sure a lot of other people will be there too. And I have no idea what we're doing, but we're all going to be there. Something's going to happen.
Hey.
headed up to Roy, New Mexico for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on, I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Roy Co. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud. PLA.
La 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 la.
I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Ding Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Cactus?
I'm sorry, you're telling me my employee is a robot?